Obstacles. Three people who faced incredible odds and came out on top. Introduction. How's your willpower? When tempted, do you find it easy to say no when you desperately want to say yes? Even if you have decent mental resolve, there have probably been times when you could have benefited from more mental resilience. You were working towards some desirable result when an obstacle was thrown your way. Rather than battle through difficulty, you decided to give up instead. There are times in our lives when mental toughness is in short supply. This can spell failure instead of success, leaving us short of a big achievement. If you need some motivation to help you keep going when times get tough, meet Danielle Ballingy, Anthony Ray Hinton, and David Goggins. Their incredible stories show us how we can overcome the greatest difficulties to create the best outcomes. Danielle Ballingy. Danielle Ballingy was a two-time adventure racing world champion when she went out for what she thought would be a routine 8-mile trail run in December of 2006. The extreme athlete was also a 7-time Ironman triathlon finisher and had no reason to believe this training run would be special. How wrong she would be. She started on a run near Moab, Utah with her dog Taz. The mixed-breed canine would often accompany her when she was training. Taking Taz along would prove a very smart move in this instance. Ballingy slipped when she hit a patch of black ice she didn't see. She smashed into a rock face first and fell off a series of ledges, finally coming to rest 80 feet below where she was running. She would discover later that she had broken her pelvis and was suffering from life-threatening internal bleeding. She began to crawl in an attempt to rescue herself. It took her 5 hours to make it just a quarter of a mile. As the sun dropped, the temperature did as well, into the 20s. Ballingy knew that hypothermia was a real possibility, and that if she closed her eyes, she may fall asleep, never waking up again. She kept moving and performed ab crunches to try to elevate her body's temperature and stay awake. She made it through the night. Having her dog with her helped buoy her spirits. Oddly enough, Taz kept running off and leaving her alone. Each time he returned after a long absence away. On his last return, he animatedly bounced around and wagged his tail. Shortly after he rejoined Ballingy, she heard the sound of an engine that would prove to be her rescue team. As it turns out, Taz ran about 15 miles to lead the rescuers to her. Aside from being a wonderful story about the loyalty of dogs, there's another lesson here. Danielle Ballingy finished fifth in a 60-mile adventure race 5 months after this harrowing incident. She endured biking and kayaking, running, orienteering, and negotiating a ropes course. During her 150-day recovery, 90 were spent in a wheelchair. This poster child for mental toughness never gave up, not when she was enduring her accident or faced with a long road to recovery. She's still an extreme athlete today and an inspiration that reminds us we can overcome anything. Anthony Ray Hinton. Against all odds, Anthony Ray Hinton defeated death row. A seeming impossibility indeed became a reality for this man who was wrongfully indicted on 2 charges of murder in Alabama in 1985. He spent 3 decades on death row waiting for his appointment with the electric chair. Hinton's cell was just 30 feet from the chamber where executions were carried out. He said he could smell the burning flesh constantly reminding him of his eventual end. Even with this terrible experience, and though he watched 54 men walk past his cell on their way to execution, he never gave up hope. He knew he was innocent and said he wouldn't give up visualizing his freedom. During his incarceration, 22 men killed themselves rather than have their lives ended by the state of Alabama. Imagine the mental toughness it took over 30 years for Anthony Ray Hinton not to choose a similar fate, or at least begin to believe the truth of his innocence would never be discovered. Eventually, with the help of the Equal Justice Initiative, Hinton's story made it to the Supreme Court. After 14 different Alabama judges denied a retrial, the highest court in the land granted a new trial. Hinton was found innocent of all charges and became a free man. Throughout his ordeal, this resilient man worked to find someone to believe in him. He never gave up. His tireless efforts to find a champion who would prove his innocence paid off because of his relentless resolve that spanned 30 years. This is a prime example of the power of mental toughness. David Goggins. David Goggins is a best-selling author, former Navy SEAL, and a holder of a Guinness World Record. He earned that last accomplishment by performing 4,030 pull-ups in 24 hours. It would be easy to believe someone like that was born with unshakable mental focus and determination. In this case, that would be an incorrect assumption, to say the very least. Born to an emotionally and physically abusive father, David started out life believing he was inferior. The bullying and racism he endured for years in school as a child and teen didn't do anything but reaffirm that mindset. Fast forward to his early 20s, and you find a young man with life treating him rather shabbily. David had by that time developed asthma. Years of abuse from those around him led to severely low self-esteem. This caused him to stutter whenever he felt like there was any pressure on him, which was most of the time in his mind. He also suffered from a learning disability and made less than $1,000 per month working as an exterminator. His diet wasn't the best, and one night he headed home with a 42-ounce milkshake from a fast food company. That type of unhealthy emotional eating had Goggins blow up to 297 pounds. As he sat mired in his usual depression, he came across a documentary on the U.S. Navy SEALs while watching television. His response to that television program changed his life. He decided to become a Navy SEAL and discovered he would have to lose 106 pounds in less than 3 months to qualify as an applicant. Incredibly, he snuck in under the weight limit and then had to undergo the crushing physical and mental torture known as Hell Week. Only 25% of candidates make it through what's known as the toughest training in the U.S. military. Because his body kept failing him, Goggins had to endure this impossibly grueling experience 3 times before earning the Navy SEAL title. Most candidates give up for good after a single failure. Goggins went on from that achievement to serve in the Iraq War as a United States Air Force Tactical Air Control Party member. He runs ultramarathons, is a triathlete, and an ultra-distance cyclist. When he isn't drawing on this incredible mental resolve to accomplish impressive physical feats, he challenges others to do so as a public speaker and author. How does someone with seemingly no drive and determination and no past indications of being able to achieve anything significant accomplish so much? David Goggins said, "I got sick of being haunted by being nobody." Then he went to work learning what mentally tough people do to achieve at the highest levels. He is the perfect example of a successful person who started with little to no mental strength, willpower, and resilience. But he believed he could learn what he needed to develop mental toughness. He did exactly that, and says anyone can do the same thing. His lesson? Even if you have little to no mental toughness right now, you can develop it. Conclusion. Horror icon Stephen King had his first novel, Carrie, rejected by more than 30 publishers. He's now sold hundreds of millions of copies of his horror stories, many made into television shows and movies. Bethany Hamilton had her left arm bitten off in a shark attack while surfing at 13. She didn't let this harrowing experience develop into a fear of the ocean. Just a month after the attack, she was back on her surfboard. Refusing to let her handicap stop her, she won the Explorer Women's Division of the NSSA National Championship at 15. Thomas Edison credits his thousands of failures as an inventor for his biggest successes. Walt Disney was told he lacked creativity and imagination. As a young man, he bankrupted the Disney Animation Studio, but eventually realized his dream to entertain the world through animation. You can do anything you want and achieve anything you dare to dream of. You just have to decide what you just read is a true statement. Then you gather the tools which have been proven to create mental toughness and resilience. That allows you to overcome obstacles and transform your life in truly wonderful ways.